Hey y'all, welcome to the 33rd episode of Overcaffeinated. Today I have my first stranger on the podcast. I'm so excited. Her name is Daisy. Daisy, introduce yourself.
Hey guys, what's up? I hope everyone is doing well. I'm Daisy. I post on social a little bit of everything, motivational content, some fashion content, and I also have a family reality series. We are on season 2, which is really awesome, so I'm happy to be here.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on. Daisy and I met through an Instagram engagement group. Like, we were put in this group. Was it through the Lauren Elizabeth group? Do you remember or no? Was it a separate thing?
I honestly don't remember, but I do want to add one quick tip for all the listeners out here. We met through an engagement group, and let me just start off by saying that engagement groups are awesome. You obviously have to be, like, cautious about which ones you choose, because some people are just like, hey, give me a like, or hey, give me a comment. But if you're smart about it from a marketing perspective, if you're serious about the Instagram game, you could use Instagram engagement group to find connections like we did and make stuff happen.
Yeah, no, it's so amazing. And I personally love your content because you bring a blog to Instagram, which is totally like this whole new thing that's happening. And I personally think it's amazing because even for a podcaster, it's an extra step for someone to click on my link to listen. Whereas all of your content, when it like, I just get it all in my feed, and I love that because it just is eliminating one more step. And so I just want to, like, ask you, like, how you began your blog and, like, how you started it and what it's all about. And you could just dive into that.
Yeah. So it was probably back, like, 2016, like, right after high school. I just knew that I wanted to be in front of the camera, like, period.
Yeah.
I just knew that I wanted to create content and just be on social media because it was just, like, a natural thing for me. I'm always filming. Like, it just, I love it. And at the beginning, I was like, okay, let me just log on to Instagram. Like, I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
And at the first start of it, I was like, okay, people are doing, like, fashion content or, like, beauty content. That was, like, the it thing. And I felt, like, I fell into this hole almost of, like, this social media pressure to be, like, perfect or whatever. And I thought at that time that I had to act that way. I had to look a certain way. Until, like, later on being on Instagram, I found out that this is seriously an outlet to just express what you want and create content that comes from the heart. Like, you don't have to put up a front. You don't have to put up a show. You could come as you are, and people will follow you for that. Like, there's no need to go through extra hoops if you know that you're awesome and you could post whatever you want. And so after that whole, I was like, okay, I want to do some fashion content. I want to start a reality series because that's freaking awesome. And a reason to just chill out in life. And that's where I start posting, like, motivational content. So a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I've been absolutely loving your motivational content, especially because it's super short. Like, it's quick. It's everything you need, because a lot of stuff, it's like you have to read it if it has certain audio, or you have to have your volume on, or you have to have this. There's always, like, some sort of barrier, but I love how you just go up and you're just like, you got the, like, this power stance and you just, like, work it. And I love that.
Power stance is everything. Like, honestly, you guys, whenever you feel low, a little bit depressed, have some anxiety, self-care is so important. Like, you're that leader, and sometimes, trust me, it's very hard, but if you have your chest up, head up high, like, it will take you places. You just have to really believe in yourself. And when you find certain strategies and tools, whether it's, like, going on Instagram reels to find motivational content, or just taking a day for self-care, whether it's through yoga, you will feel at peace with yourself. You will be that leader. Like, it's not impossible to obtain. Like, you could get there.
Yeah, I love that. You, like, I was going through your TikTok yesterday, and all of your TikToks, for the most part, are on your reels, right, on Instagram, so everyone can get all of that content. Yes. In the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had the one where you were like, we're not going to slouch today, and you, like, put your shoulders back, and I was just like, wow. Like, it was, like, late at night last night, but I was just like, wow, yeah, like, this is awesome. Like, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, seriously. Taking small little steps for yourself.
Yeah, they go such a long way. I agree. Okay, so besides, like, well, first of all, I think it's so cool that you have the, like, family reality series. Like, I just think that's so funny. Like, actually, also, fun fact, I don't know if, like, you're a fan of the Kardashians or not, but, like, your voice sounds a lot like Kourtney Kardashian. Like,
what? Oh, my God. Don't even say it. Because my family makes so much fun of me that they think that I fake my voice, and I'm like, why would I fake my voice? Like, this is me.
No, like, genuinely.
Fake, or why? Or like, why are you talking like that? I'm like, well, it's because I talk like this.
That's it's so funny. I really hope that didn't offend you, but like, I was listening to like your reels. I was like, oh my gosh, she kind of sounds like Kourtney Kardashian. Like, oh my gosh.
Oh. Oh my God, my family is gonna make fun of me. Actually, doing that series, like, it's honestly such a cool thing, because on Instagram, like, I obviously create content, but from a marketing perspective, if you're taking the gram seriously and you want to grow and build influence, the best thing you could do is build relationships with people, like we did through the Instagram engagement
group. Yeah,
build relationships. And think about it, the reality series, we are already on season 2 and we have built a good small loyal community like that. And so it really shows you the power of building relationships and showing people behind the scenes, because Instagram is like the perfect, you know, party. Like, everyone's dressed up, everyone's putting up a show, but you don't know what happens behind closed doors. And taking people on a journey, you know, with a reality series, it's like, okay, you know, she posts motivational content and she shows us her fashion outfits, but with her family, it's another story. And I really like that art of storytelling through vlogs. It's amazing.
See, I love that. And that's like, it's so funny. And I got so upset over 2020 when video content was like blowing up, because the whole reason why I podcast is because I always wanted to like do YouTube and do that stuff. I'm like, I do not like watching myself on camera. Like, I don't like watching myself on video. Like, I'm cool with photos, like, I'm cool with all that, but like, taking videos of myself, just like, it's just not my thing. But I'm like, there's all these different resources that will like really help me grow if I use them. So like,
yeah,
I think it would be really cool to do some sort of like Instagram TV of some sort. I don't really know. I'd have to figure it out. I'm not also the best with video editing, but it's definitely something that's cool. And I want to like learn how to do. And like, I've been able to see that through yours, as like, you have a series, which is really cool that Instagram has that feature where like you can categorize them as series too. Like, I really like how Instagram has taken its platform and like made it more organized, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, because before it was just scrambled, and now you could filter out through this series. And the IGTV, even though it's like a baby right now, it's brand new, people are warming up to it. I think it definitely has potential, because if we notice that Instagram is now shifting to more video content with the introduction of Reels. So Instagram TV, even though it's not at YouTube status right now, obviously, it's a good, powerful tool that I think a lot of people overlook, because again, you're building that relationship, that bond with people that they usually do not get on Instagram. And obviously there is like a scary like factor that comes to it, because it's not easy to hit record and just show your face and expose your daily life. But once you know it, it gets easier over time. And so if you are worrying about like not being perfect, or you know, are thinking that, oh, maybe people won't like me or stuff like that should be non-existent. Like, there's always room for growth, and you should just be showing up for yourself, period. Like, don't, you know, over obsess about the hate that you might get, or, you know, judgment. If you really want something, you should absolutely get it.
Yeah, that is something I preach all the time, is if you want to do something, all you have to do is start, whether you, it's a small business, some sort of like creative entity, whether it be YouTube, Instagram, podcasting, any of that sort of stuff. You have to just start, because if you don't start, it will never happen. You know what I mean? Like, my podcast a year ago is nothing what it is now. Like, I wouldn't really interview people. I was just kind of like talking and like talking about my own life. And like, yeah, that was great and all. But like, I like sharing other people's stories and like listening to what you have to say. And I saw a TikTok today that was like, it was like when, cause I like have my two different TikToks. I have my personal one and my podcast one. My podcast one has turned into like small business TikTok. And this girl was like, you need to like learn, like creators need to learn to create and post things for themselves and not necessarily like their audience. Like, this girl, she makes like sweatshirts and merch and stuff. And she's like, I had this whole thing planned out and I knew that my followers would love it, but I hated it. And I just like scrapped the whole thing because I was like, this is not what I'm passionate about. And I feel like that is something that's like huge. Like, I thought I would love doing Bachelor and Bachelorette recaps, and like I did for like a hot minute, and they did really well because that's like a hot topic. But then I just kind of got burnt out. Right. I wasn't really into the seasons anymore. I'm like, I can't do this for my, like, this isn't doing anything for me. It felt like more like a chore. And so I love that you're doing, like, you're shifting how your content is right now. Like, you're not necessarily focusing on fashion and beauty necessarily, but you're focusing more on like wellness and stuff, and that's like super big right now, and I just like love that you're doing it for you, you know.
Exactly. And that's another thing, is that if you are passionate about something, right, and you don't feel comfortable sharing it online because of pressures of social media, ignore that and continue going with the flow. Because for me, again, my story was that I thought I had to act a certain way and be a certain way when I was first beginning Instagram. But life is all about finding your purpose. And if you feel like whatever it is you're passionate about, that you really want to share it with the world, then do it, you know? And like you were saying, posting on TikTok, post what you want. Don't post because this might get views. Because the minute that you start developing that mentality that, okay, I need to think of strategies and ideas that will get views, you're not doing it for fun anymore. You're not doing it to create. You're doing it because you want something out of it. And that's not the purpose of content creation. Content creation is supposed to combine passion and what you like, and that makes you feel good. It's not supposed to make you feel, this is a job or a task. At that point, you're gonna feel creative burnout and you're gonna feel like, crap, what do I do next? And that is a feeling that I don't wish on anybody, because I have felt that before and it's not a good feeling. Like, I would call my boyfriend, or I'll even tell my sister, like, does this match the aesthetic, or is this good to post? Like, those questions are so irrelevant to my agenda now. And looking back at it, it's crazy how I put on myself to have perfect content. Perfect content does not exist. If someone likes your content, they will go to you for that content. Yeah. And that's the end of it.
I mean, and I think that totally goes with, like, all of, like, the engagement and how important it is to, like, engage with your audience, because obviously that's how we met and that's how we found each other. And I think a lot of people shy away from really digging deep and, like, having relationships with people. Like, I had you in an engagement group. I followed you. I was liking your stuff, commenting, everything. But then you were posting these like amazing stories and like shouting out myself and like a bunch of other creators. And I forget if it was it like Thanksgiving or New Year's? I don't know. It was like something around there. And you were just like saying how like thankful you are for like your community. And like, that's just like so amazing. Yeah. Or maybe Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is that not only are you doing it out of a good heart to connect with people and treat people like friends, but also at the end of the day, it's part of your mark. Like, of course, I love being your friend online. It's awesome. I love to connect with people. But for example, like Overcaffeinated, go into your like loyal people and build relationships with them. And same goes for anybody else. If you see people showing up constantly on your stories, DM them. Yeah. I check in with like my loyal people every single week. You know, I say, hey, what's up? Hey, what's your Taco Bell order? I put,
yeah, I loved that.
Like you seriously need to treat people like your friends, because the minute that you act like you're better off than them, that's when people unfollow, and that's when people do not like your content. You need to be humble at all times and just treat people like you would treat your friends. And it's an amazing feeling, like, to have connections with people around the world. Like, I wouldn't trade that for anything else. Like, honestly, it feels great.
Yeah. And I feel like that's one of the cool things that has happened through the pandemic, despite like how horrible it is. But like, I don't think a year ago when I started this, I would have been opening up to interview people online, because it just was kind of like weird and taboo then. Like, people didn't really do it. And like, now it's the new norm. Right. Like, everyone's interviewing everyone mm-hmm. all over the place. And like, I just love that, because I'm able to share stuff that other people are doing and being able to meet all these new people. And I could just stay in my room at school and I don't have to leave.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't like that? Recording where you're at without any, you know, equipment, like you're saying. I mean,
yeah,
that's awesome. If you could do it from your room, hello. Like,
yeah, no, it's amazing.
Yeah, great.
And where are you at again? Can you tell everyone?
I'm from LA.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I see a little palm tree in the background where you're at, and I was, like, jealous.
Born and raised in LA, which is very hard to find here.
Yeah.
I have connected with several women in LA, and they're like, oh, I'm from Michigan. Oh, I'm from Boston. I'm like, is anyone born and raised here?
Yeah.
I love LA. It's my home.
Yeah,
can't see myself leaving. I really can't.
Yeah, my one friend, she goes to school at LMU, but she's from like up in like NorCal, but I've yet to visit her, so when I do, I'll have to hit you up so we can meet in person, because that would be so fun.
Yes, that would be so fun. We could take pictures
and yes.
make reels together.
That yes, that'd be so fun.
And
I love that.
And get Starbucks.
Yes. Yes, we can go on a coffee date. I would love that.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm honestly drinking Starbucks and Pete's coffee nonstop.
Like, see, we don't have a ton of Pete's coffee. We like have it, but I think it's more in mm-hmm. Chicago. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now. And like even like I'm like a big Dunkin' girl. I'm in love with Dunkin'. That's like my thing.
What's your Dunkin' order? Because everyone talks about Dunkin', and I'm like, okay, I don't know what to order. I have one like maybe 10 minutes away from my house. What's everybody's order?
Okay, so I get their iced coffee. I am a freak though. Like my iced coffee, like I don't really drink coffee because it's like coffee. I drink it because I like. Like I like the sugar, like it's like I, you know, so I get a medium iced coffee with extra vanilla and extra cream. Like it's super sugary, so I would just say get an iced coffee with vanilla and cream and like you're good to go. But honestly, everything at Dunkin' is slept on, because like they have good breakfast food. Like if you need to, like, instead of like getting like a McDonald's breakfast, whatever, like, yeah, sometimes that'll like satisfy you, whatever. But like genuinely, like Dunkin' has the best breakfast food, like to go. Like it's the best. It's so good.
No way.
Yeah. And it's not super expensive either.
I've been sleeping on it. Again, I have one like down the street 10 minutes away from me, and I pass it by all the time, and I just don't know what to get. So breakfast and coffee for sure.
Yeah, I always get my like Dunkin' like breakfast order is I get the sausage wake up wrap with no cheese. So basically it's just like a little taco with sausage and like egg whites in there. And I don't get it with the cheese because the cheese is like kind of like a lot. Like it's more like fake cheese. But like if you don't get it with the cheese, it's delicious. So I get two of those, and then I get an order of the hash browns. And it's like these like garlic hash browns. And they're literally the best thing to ever exist. Like these put McDonald's hash browns to misery. Like these are like so flavorful and delicious. Like, yeah, they're like really good. Like so good.
wow, that's saying a lot, because I could eat 3 hash browns from Mickey D's like nobody else. Like, I love their hash browns, but I need to try Dunkin's.
These have like flavor. Like, these have garlic butter on them. Like, they are delicious. Like, these are so good.
Yummy.
Yeah. Really good.
That sounds amazing.
If you like bagels, yeah, they're like bacon, egg, and cheese bagel sandwich. That's like hefty. That's if like you're really hungry. That is so good too. So good.
Sounds like a plan. So.
Yeah, you got to document you trying it, because I'd love to see how you like it, because I am like the biggest Dunkin' girl ever.
I have an idea. I can make a solo vlog of me going to Dunkin'.
Yeah.
And then shouting you out and saying, hey, Sophia from Overcaffeinated Podcast told me to try Dunkin' and get their hash brown. And here we are.
Yes, I love it. That would be so awesome.
Oh, my God. That's so sick. I'm going to do that now.
Yeah, you have to. It's so good. Yeah. Do you have anything else more you want to discuss in regards to TikTok? Because you do have TikTok and you do have Instagram. Like, Instagram's your main thing. You do put your vlogs on YouTube as well. But like, because TikTok is like super trendy and like, I've struggled with it. Like, I mostly do it so that I could post it on Reels, because I've seen way more results on Reels. So I just kind of wanted to pick your brain on anything like where it comes to like TikTok.
So for TikTok, I honestly post motivational content as per usual, and I also post anything that I feel like it. TikTok is a type of platform where they're piecing whatever's on their mind. It's not necessarily a place where you want to have a whole script and outline. People just want genuine, authentic content, like raw.
Yeah.
And the more real you could be on camera, that will attract the type of following that you're looking for. Because I tell you that the minute you have an outline or a script of what you want to say or do, it's just going to flop. I've tried it, and I think that what I see best results with is just being my natural self. Like, it doesn't, and honestly, like with Instagram, lighting and, you know, music, it does help, but for TikTok, it's a whole different ball game. Like, you don't even need to have good lighting for TikTok. As long as you have that user engaged for those 15 seconds, it's game on. And I try my best not to pass 15 seconds, because people's attention spans are just so small.
Yes.
For me, myself, I don't even watch a full 60-minute video on TikTok unless it's super good and captivating.
I agree.
So I really try to make my content 15 seconds max.
Yeah, I agree. I have been more... Sometimes I feel like my TikToks are like ranty, like TikTok, or I'm like doing a tutorial of some sort. So I feel like I need 30 seconds, but they don't have, it's like, it's either like 15 seconds or 60 seconds. I wish they had a 30 second option, because 30 seconds are the reels. So now I'm debating, should I make everything in reels so I have that 30 second thing? Because that's what I'm more posting it on anyway. And then if I want to put it on TikTok, I can, but I haven't figured that out yet for sure.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. If you want to have that 30-second mark, definitely do a reel and then just cross-promote it over to TikTok.
Right.
I honestly love, at first second, you guys, like, I was only using TikTok just to really understand the platform and see what people are listening to, paying attention to on the FYP page. Obviously, everyone for you page is different, but if you are serious about a platform and growing, you know, an influence on there, you absolutely need to do your research. Like, you cannot just be posting to post. Like, of course you want to be authentic and all that, but you really have to do some background research onto these apps. Like, what I do every single day, and this is a pro tip that I don't really share because it's just like a golden nugget.
Yeah.
So
listen up, everyone.
Every day. Yeah, listen up. So every single day I go on Google, and no kidding, I type in marketing strategies and filter. The key is to filter it out by the past 24 hours.
Okay.
And you will see a collection of different articles showing you data, charts of what marketing professionals are eyeballing, what's on their watch, so that you are, you know, like staying in tune with everything that's happening, because our world is so crazy that you don't want to be entangled in like creation mode, but you don't want to be missing the important juicy stuff that marketers are paying attention to. So go to Google, you know, type in marketing strategies or TikTok strategies, Instagram strategies, any marketing search, basically 24 hours, and just read, take notes, and do your research. That's something I highly recommend. That's what I do. And I feel like it really has been helping me, you know, putting myself on the A train. Like, we cannot afford to be on the F train. We need to be on that train to success. And you have to do your research if you're taking TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, any platform that you're on seriously.
Yes, I love that. And like, yours and mine, especially, our main platforms are Instagram. And like, I love Instagram. I'm on it all day, every day. We've formed such, like, literally I'm on it like all the time because I go back from my personal one to my podcast one, and like I go back and forth. But I do believe like sticking to one, like, yeah, I use TikTok to learn, to entertain myself at night, and then to find the trends. I'm not necessarily using it to necessarily grow because I'm more focused on Instagram. Like, I care more if someone follows me on Instagram than on TikTok, which debatably right now is like a questionable thing to say, but like, that's just my preference. Like, I would prefer going on Instagram, because also on TikTok, I don't know if you've noticed this, but you have to have a certain amount of followers to put a link in your bio.
Yeah, that's something that I don't like. Like, why are we making it hard for links and bios? Like, I think that if Instagram is having links and bios, then TikTok should definitely put that. You know, it will not only help creators, but it will make people stay on the app, which is ultimately TikTok's goal, right? From a business perspective, because we want people to be on that app, and adding the links to bios can make that user more entertained by showing them extra content,
right?
Whether that's through YouTube or podcast, you will have that user engaged and coming back for more. And talking about what you said about Instagram, I freaking love Instagram. It's my favorite platform, but it can become an addiction. Like, it
really can.
And recently, recently I had to put app limits on myself, and I use that part of my self-care routine now because it's so easy to fall down the rabbit hole of scrolling just to scroll.
Yeah.
And you really need to just be cautious about how much time on IG, because that extra time that you're using could be for doing yoga or finding a new hobby. So I recently put a 44-minute timer on myself for both TikTok and Instagram. So it has been a little bit scary or a little bit nerve-wracking for me, because I'm a content creator, so I have to be putting out content, but I only have that 44-minute benchmark. So pressure is on, but I truly appreciate that app limit, because if not, like, I'm going to expose myself right now. I used to spend 3 hours on Instagram every single day.
Yeah, I'm about there. Yeah.
Every single day. Like, what?
It's disgusting. Like, I am right there with you. Like, you are not alone at all. It's so disgusting.
So set those app limits and find that hobby that you want. You know, recently I have been getting into the stock market, and that's one thing, you guys. Like, the stock market is so male dominated. It's crazy. Like, there's this app called Stocks, where people share their ideas of the market and new stocks, but it's just full of men, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like a little bit like out of place, because I'm a girl and I'm like, okay, like, there's so many guys on here, like, I feel a little bit awkward,
right? But
for me, I genuinely am interested in learning about the stock market and making investments. I love it. But if you want something and it's in a male-dominated industry, do not let that hold you back. Like,
yes,
you
retweet.
Can get to where you want to be. Get away from the goal. Do not shy away from the vision. You can get there, and you will get there. And I learned about the stock market through Google and YouTube, and that's something that's highly underrated. If you don't have the means to buy an expensive course about whatever you're interested in, there are so many resources available on Google and YouTube. It's insane.
Yes.
Like, honestly.
No, it's so true. And even now, and even shorter, like bite-sized bits and pieces. I've found so much resources on TikTok. If you get your algorithm just right with what you're interested in, a lot of stock stuff comes up on mine too. So like, I'd love to pick your brain on another episode about that. That would be really cool. Like female stock market. I would absolutely love that. That'd be really cool. Cause I'm trying to educate myself and like get, into that. So that would be really cool to do in like a couple months. I would absolutely love that. But TikTok has so many resources on like marketing tips, really anything. Like lately, like I've been, because I'm a college student and I am still claimed underneath like my parents for taxes. So I didn't get any like stimulus money or whatever. But on my TikTok, I got a thing that said, this guy said that they're for college students that are still like dependents and whatever. There's like this thing I can apply for to get my stimulus money because I'm a student. And I'm like, okay, like, thank you for educating me, because if I didn't see that, I really wouldn't have known that that existed. And like, so now I've been like looking into that to see if I can qualify for that and everything. Like, there is so much valuable content. Like, yes, there is a lot of entertaining and stupid content, but if you get your algorithm right and like search some things, you can learn a lot.
No, you really can. And you need to send me the details about that, because my sister had the same exact issue.
I like sent it to my dad and he was like, oh my gosh, is this real? This need, like, oh my, like, you know, because like money like that, that like I didn't have or anything, like that is money that I would love to take and invest in. So like, that's why it like made me think of that, because I've been wanting to invest, but it's hard to like take your personal money that you're like, I need to live off of this. So it's kind of like cool to find these different entities of stuff like that. But I would love to talk about that with you more soon.
Oh my God. I'm game on. Like, I researched this every single night. And if there's one thing that you could take away from listening to this, is seriously go on Google and type in what you're interested in, whether it's marketing, the stock market, and research by the past 24 hours.
I love that.
That has helped me, and it's seriously a tool that you must use. Absolutely. Also, I want to ask you, while we're talking about TikTok and Instagram, where does this leave Pinterest?
That is like, very, very interesting that you may say that, because I have seen a lot of stuff about, like, why don't you just post your Instagram photos right to Pinterest? And I go on like these spurts of like posting a bunch of mine on at the same time, because like you can link them, and then I could just link it directly to an episode or my merch or this or that. It is a lot of work, but I haven't figured out like the algorithm to get people to like follow and share. Cause it's like, I necessarily wouldn't repost my Pinterest onto my Instagram or Facebook or whatever entity, because it's the same content just delivered in a different way. So I've yet to like figure that out, but I like Pinterest personally, because you can link things and you just click on it and you already get a view and a click and a listen and all of that sort of stuff. So that's why I like it, because it's easier exposure. You don't have to like go out of a photo to then click in the person's bio. It's so interesting, all these different platforms, because if I could take that feature from Pinterest and add it to Instagram, but then add groups from Facebook into it, and then add the shortness of Twitter. Like, I wish I could just add all of them and like put them all in one, you know?
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, but I like Pinterest too, but I still, like you said, I still have yet to find out how the algorithm works. So that's something I need to personally research on, because I feel like it does have potential. Like, it's almost like a search engine where you can just type in something and it'll populate results. I think it definitely has good opportunities out there, but I don't know how to use it. So
yeah, for myself, like I use it as like my major in school's advertising and marketing. So like, obviously I'm passionate about that, but I use it as like vision boards and like idea boards for my personal life. But also like when I do freelance stuff and like podcast stuff too, because whenever I use a photo from it, I credit it that I got it from Pinterest, but it also like inspires me to create new stuff inspired by it, you know? So, like, I just love it as, like, a creative outlet. Like, every time I get my hair done, I'm on Pinterest looking for a new hair thing.
Same. Also, I like going on Pinterest for morning routine ideas. They have a lot of pages that offer, like, affirmations or journal prompts. I've been journaling every single morning and night.
I love that.
Endless. Like, I love it. It's great.
Yeah, I journal every night. That has become, like, a really, really big part of my life, and like doing my like manifestation at the end, my gratitude, like I do it all. I'm almost done. I'm so like my 2020 like New Year's resolution was to journal every day, and I actually did it. That was like my one New Year's resolution that I actually did. But like here, it's right here so you can see, but I literally have, I counted the other day, I think I have like 20 pages left, but I'm literally like almost done. Like all of this is full. Like this is all full here. Wow. And like it's just insane. I've never like finished a journal ever in my life. This is like such a big accomplishment for me. It might sound like something so silly, but like I am so proud of myself, because like this is just,
you should be,
this is a 2020 archive. This will like cost so much money at the Smithsonian one day, because there I just documented literally everything from 2020 in this little thing, and I am just really proud of it.
Yeah, I would be proud of it too. The fact that you showed up for yourself every single day says a lot. Like, it's so hard, even though it's easy for us to talk about all this motivational, like, good stuff online. It's, at the end of the day, it's kind of hard to show up for ourselves because we have busy lives, you know, family, school, there's so much going on. But when we show up for ourselves, we are seriously telling ourselves that we have the power to do what we want, and we have the power to take care of ourselves whenever we want. So I'm really proud of you that you did that.
Thank you.
Amazing and very inspiring.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad that you journal in the morning and at night. I tried to do a gratitude journal that one of my podcasting friends created. I like have it on my iPad, and it's in morning and night. And since I got back to school, it's been, I started it right when I left to go to school. And so I've been off a few days, but I don't do it in the morning, and I really should. My problem is I wake up and I'm on my phone immediately in the morning, because like that's my thing, is like I like to post right in the morning. But I always conclude my night no matter what with this. So I'm like, I just have to get used to doing the morning thing, but I always do the night, like my night recap of the day. So
yeah, and it's definitely possible to develop that routine, just making time. And what I started doing in the morning, even though it's very hard because I love my phone, at least 5 minutes, as soon as you open those beautiful eyes, do not touch the phone. Like that's what I have trained myself to do, is at least 5 minutes, just open your eyes, appreciate that you're here and breathing, and then go about checking your phone and posting.
Yeah, 100%. I have my alarm on my phone, and I really, like even today, like, my eyes were, like, watering and burning, and I, like, set my phone down, and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, can you, like, wake up first before, like, you're scrolling on through all your notifications? It's, like, ridiculous. So I like that, just, like, waking up, and, like, almost like I could meditate within that first 5 minutes and just, like, be and, like, rest and all of that. But,
exactly. Meditation saves lives. Like, I used to be that girl that said, oh, meditation is only for, like, weird people. Like, what are they doing? They're just, like, closing their eyes and just sitting inside. Like, how are they even doing that? And then I just took it upon myself to meditate for at least 5 minutes. If I have a busy day and I have more time, then great. But I just sat with myself, even though I felt hella awkward. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
But over time, you really appreciate what you have. Like, the fact, like, we take our body for granted. Like, we really do. Some people do not have arms. Some people do not have eyes. The fact that we could sit with ourselves for 5 minutes and just observe our thoughts and be with our bodies and connect with ourselves, that's a blessing within itself. And when you do it over time, I feel like you just become more grateful and more humble. And I really like meditating.
Yeah. I don't do it as much as I should, but I definitely, I like that idea of doing that in the morning. Like, if I don't necessarily like write in the morning, but doing that in the morning sounds like a really good idea, especially before getting on the screens and like burning my eyes all day long with the screens. But before we conclude all of this, I really want you to tell everyone about this new series that you're going to be starting February 1st, right?
Yes. February 1st, we're doing an anti-self-sabotage challenge for 15 days. It's going to be uploaded on IGTV and YouTube. So if you have small tasks or big tasks that you want to complete, but you somehow prioritize everybody else except yourself, this is your time to shine. Come join us. You know, we're going to be posting every single day a video. We're going to go over through some stretches, a little motivational pep talk. And we're really going to help you get accountable with those small tasks and big tasks, because we cannot afford to be down on ourselves, and we definitely cannot afford for another year to pass by. Like, 2020 has been crazy. Like, yes, that was the craziest year ever. And 2021, even though we still have a pandemic, we still can make time for ourselves. And that's what the anti-self-sabotage check is going to be all about. So I hope you guys could show up.
Yes, everyone, follow Daisy on Instagram so that you can follow along starting February 1st. You should do one of those, like, countdown reminder things so that everyone can tune in, because that would be super helpful.
Yeah,
but I'm going to link all of Daisy's Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok in the description so you can find her there. It's her Instagram is at it's Daisy Vella. Is that how you say your last name?
Yeah, Vella.
And so her Instagram is at ITS Daisy Vella. So yeah, check her out. She's amazing. All of her content is really on her Instagram. It's like a one-stop shop. She's amazing. Thank you so much for joining me today. This was so much fun.
Thank you. It was so fun. Thank you.
Yes, you are more than welcome to come, and I would love to talk about stocks again soon.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Game on.
Yes, for sure. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and I'll catch you guys next week. Bye.